Hello everyone and welcome to round 2 GGW contest recording Action Panda Force. After going to New York for the weekend, I am back in Minneapolis to bring this wonderful read through the word file to you. So, let's get started so I can get this shit on the internet. I'm going to start out this time with Aphrodite. Well, App, I am glad that you got this in. I certainly think you could have upped the creativity factor a bit here to really blow me away. Stylistically, though, I don't really have much to complain about. I think you already know that this isn't your best, but it is still a good idea to get stuff in when you can. Also, definitely a plus on this one, your Bridges remark. It really sat well with me. You know, I was kind of sitting here like, you know, what am I going to get from this? Because, you know, it was a hastily put together piece. But definitely the Bridges one really kind of like manifested this image in my mind. And so props to you for that. So that said, definitely a good thing to get an entry in, even if you're not sure if you can do it. That's my advice to future peoples. In the meantime, I'm going to move on and scroll through Seraphine's entry so I can read the comments that I left. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, well, I came up fast. Sir, this was an interesting piece. There were a few grammatical errors here and there, and it was definitely an entertaining read. However, I have to question the plot elements of this piece somewhat. If Eliza left for her reasons, then why would Elise's presence make her return? Her straight-out replacement declaration leads me to believe that she kind of saw it coming, especially if Aaron was the type to concoct such a scheme. It just made me wonder. I've also been thinking about if this piece was meant to be continued. I would personally like to see where it goes, and that's always a plus when you're talking about scoring and judging and all that shit. Lesson learned, an extra read-through, and perhaps a little bit more of a refined hook could have really made this piece a lot better, in my opinion. More scrolling, yeah. This is for Ajara. Or Ayara, or however this person pronounces it. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm always happy to see an entry from a new person that isn't loaded with errors, so you definitely get a plus point for coming in strong. However, as always, I have things to complain about. For starters, I thought that some of your line breaks could use a little work, and in your effort to force the rhyme scheme, I feel as though you made some poor configuration decisions. Dropping a word in several places seemed to be a quick solution to your rhythm-killing woes. I have the biggest issue, though, with your content. Anyone could have written this. There is no sign anywhere that marks this piece as being yours or unique. In that regard, your topic was bland and didn't leave much to my imagination. On the positive side, there were some stanzas that flowed nicely and put your potential on the plate. I just think that you need to contemplate your writing a bit more, make sure that it reads well aloud, and consider whether or not your audience will find the subject will find the subject as invigorating as you do. Yoink. Emmy, I'm going to start this one off with a little advice, and this is for everyone. And so please just take this aside. Away from Emmy and put it over you all. It's an umbrella statement, but this is a good place to bring it up. If you're submitting a piece, knowing full well that stuff is wrong with it, then why should I give a shit? It's a terrible way to introduce your work. Even if you're gun-shy about it, it's just not a good idea. However, the far worst case is when what you say actually comes true. The contest isn't about being just decent or just okay. It's about pushing yourself to produce new and better material. In that regard, pulling a broken old-ass poem off the shelf isn't going to get you anywhere. In a contest that strives to help its patrons improve, the right quick way to piss me off is to give me something that doesn't even build upon previous points of criticism. This, of course, once again, isn't directed at you alone, but refers to everyone. In fact, back in the day, I had a zero-out policy during GGW, which meant that if I mentioned an error in one round, and you made the same mistake in a latter round, You just got a zero. Immediately. Gone. Done. Now, I'm not as mean anymore. You know, in my age, I've grown gentler and nicer and all that shit. But, I mean, it's just something that everyone has to think about. You need to improve, and that doesn't mean that everything I say is right. And that doesn't mean, you know, whatever, I'm the be-all, end-all of the writing world, because God knows I'm not. But when you come in here, and I point something out, and you keep coming in here, that makes me think that you at least give a shit about what I say. So come on, people. Anyway, I'm done with that. Back to your piece. The tweaking rhyme scheme isn't what got to me. It was the absolutely crushed rhythm that grated my nerves. In the effort to make the last word of the line get that rhyming glory, you structured several sentences in awkward ways that would have perhaps sounded better in a different layout. In addition, harking back to the building upon previous critiques, I know I mentioned word repetition in round one, and your last stanza just didn't execute it very well. Away is such a shitty word to repeat. It has minimal punch, and it failed to deliver for you. The other issue I have with this is the topic. The first line made me open my mouth and utter, "Oh, another one of these." The subject didn't push any limits at all. In other news, and better news, you did a pretty good job constructing an image in my mind, which for some people is quite difficult to do, and a lot of people just suck at it. But you did it well. I think that you just need to remember to take the additional effort to give me something unique and polished. Yoink! More scrolling, yeah. Oh, I'm scrolling through PK's piece. PK, I definitely got to admit, you've got some serious nuts. For a chick, anyway. There are some things that kind of bug me. The main problem I have rests with the sentences that read this and that and that and that and the other thing and that comes off very lab manual-ish, and I know that you know better. On the other hand, while I don't necessarily like them grammatically, they did invoke strong similarities to the anxieties associated with the first time. Whether or not that was your aim, when looked at in that light, they did seem appropriate. My other issue is the lack of a trigger. You spent all this time developing a story, and at the end of the day, I wasn't really left with the details of the situation. I was hoping for a bit more. One thing I did appreciate was the lack of a name assignment to the characters. It pretty much allows for anyone to slip into the character of his or her choosing, which I think is the right way to go with an independent smut story. I'm definitely going to give you props for taking on something this ridiculously random that came out of my mouth. I just would have liked to seen you make something as fantastic as unicorn play more fantastic. La Solar, scrolling through your shit. Ooh, I went up the octave for that one. Solar, you definitely brought the shit to the table this round. I really had to go crazy nitpick on this. Not because it was a bad piece, but because a few minor tweaks could make it really fucking sparkling. You put an intensity into this that was absent from the first round. It may have also been easy for me to get caught up in the topic, as negative experiences tend to fashion similar pieces, but I won't. I think you put enough of yourself in this to call it your own. Now, let's get to some stylistic points. I think there were some places where the flow of the piece got murdered. You were building and building and rolling into this climax, and all of a sudden there would be a line where it just crumbled. In some circumstances, it amounted to one word that could have been changed. In another case, it was the whole line. For example, quote, "But I can't tell how much strength kept me alive," came off as weak sauce to me. It devastated the flow and in some respects detached the personal element. Why not just say, "But my strength kept me alive"? You keep the meaning and you get the strong sound that strength provides with a spoken word. Also, in the end, when you finally delivered it, I hate the word groin. You can't really impale with it as it refers to that whole nether region. I honestly think the word shaft would have hit it home. You know, throw back to the 70s and just deliver the shaft. Anyway, congrats. I think this was a really well-constructed piece. My complaints were fairly minor. This was a solid work, and it brought the fire to the pit, baby. Hell yeah. More scrolling. TLM. I'm going to hit you with my complaints first and just get them out of the way for the praise to come. Line 5, for whatever reason, sticks out to me as awkward. There is something about it that just doesn't sit right in my gut. It grinds the rhythm and takes several read-throughs that ignore the set beat to really get through it. Coupled with this line, the memory sentence really delivers a strong emphasis on me, which I found slightly overbearing. In fact, I found that the flow of the piece was much better just eliminating these areas and reading straight through to the end. But that is a tad drastic. Now then, since I know you were weary of complaints with this one, let me just say that the only reason why I dug this deep for shit to complain about is because I like hearing myself talk. Now, I dug this deep to complain about shit because this was truly a high-caliber performance. It's clear that you tapped into some primordial mojo to deliver this page. And when read in what I feel is the correct rhythm, it just drips awesomeness. The ending in particular invoked this glorious image in my head that really sealed the deal for you. It felt fresh to me. It felt TLM. It was damn real. From a place that is special to you and that provides something unique when you access it. This clearly wasn't a piece for a contest. This was a piece that came from the core of your essence. And in that respect, it maybe is the best piece for a contest. And the matter and antimatter collide and produce photons. Thanks, and have a nice day. 2 pound! 2 with the number sign. Smoking. Simply smoking. You established a fantastic flow in this piece that just dribbled off my tongue. I've been riding people about executing word repetition in a proper way, and the use of will and back-to-back lines is a great example. Pseudo-Aid delivered the knockout blow in my mind. What a fantastic fucking way to start off the competition. Now it's time for Wing's complaint list. My big two sit on the creative side of things, and I guess the delivery style you suggested/selected/made. I turned a total word fart into just a rambling of slashes with words. Whatever. Anyway. You certainly worded your piece in a creative and original way that can't be challenged. But in my opinion, the topic was cookie-cutter gangster, and the delivery style stereotypically matched that exact theme. I really don't have a whole lot else to complain about. I just think, at the end of the day, I would have liked to seen you blow the unique completely out of the water. Either way, you banked entertainment on this one. I loved it. Well done. Selby! This is a long one. This is just ridiculous. Let's try. I really, really, really tried to warn you the pitfalls and dangers that come along with a piece like this, but you didn't seem to get it. You can have all the grit in the world, and this piece is chock full of it, but if there is no meaning in the crazy, then you have exerted all that energy on a paperclip when you should have moved a mountain. To be blunt, I think scrapping the advice of the regulars in the thread that offered to help was a bad idea. TLM was sitting on edits for you, and you just went, no. And your friend may be awesome, but the people in the AGWC have a lot of experience, and your editor clearly didn't do a very good job. Spelling errors still lived, as well as fairly basic clause issues, which I found amusing after hearing your admission of grammar horniness. Word repetition, which was the major lesson of round one, absolutely ran rampant through this work, and a lot of rambling paragraphs could have been condensed into a sentence. You also had a few blatant contradictions pertaining to your character's moods. Without any sort of transition whatsoever, they'd go from, moody to happy and back to moody. It was somewhat weird. There were a few paragraphs which clearly indicated your potential. You covered the aspects of the society in which your universe was placed, and I found that to be a good and perhaps even insightful idea. But these were areas that needed expansion, whereas others could have been completely cut out. Now, time to go with a little lesson from Wing's past. Because this case remembers a time when I was a lot younger. My friend and I were in Michigan, and we concocted this terrible idea to write a dirty story. So, we snuck out of the house and went down to the beach at 6 a.m. to write it in solitude. You know, because we didn't want to be around anyone when the subject was nasty. Today, however, I'm definitely embarrassed to read it. In fact, I don't know where it is, because it had no substantial meaning. It didn't even try to live outside the juvenile pack that created it. And to some extent, I feel like you fell into that same trap. This piece was definitely original. I'm not even going to attempt to argue that point. However, you really bit the bullet with grammatical mistakes that should have been corrected. Coupled with the plot issues, it took a lot of effort to make it through this piece. I think for the next round, you need to slow it down a bit, take the time to thoroughly go over your material, and ask yourself the really tough questions. Is this going to entertain someone 10 years older than me? How are my readers going to relate to my characters? Etc. Some of your issues simply relate to the fact that you haven't lived long enough to match to your audience experience. Try to keep in mind when you fashion your works. You're not entering the contest to have laughs with Flappy. You're entering it to wow me. By the way, cum is not spelled C-U-M. Ever. Period. Never. And that is all I have to say. Scrolling through the word file, making up random songs because I can. Maybe next time I'll sing 80s theme songs. Actually, that'd be kind of fun. Just bust out the Growing Pains theme while scrolling through a word file. Or I could do, like, commercials and sing the Doublemint Gum theme. That'd be pretty badass. Angelic Homicide. Angelic, I have some issues with this piece that I think are worthy of comment. For starters, your opening just wasn't a very good hook. It did absolutely nothing to draw me into the piece, which is always problematic and rarely bodes well. On the positive side, aside from a few stylistic points, you have provided me with a solidly constructed work of writing. I have to question the entertainment and creativity sides, though. Is this truly an original work? I can definitely question the you in this. It's not unique, nor very insightful. However, for a first AGWC submission, I have few, if any, devastating complaints. In future rounds, just remember to ask yourself, has this been done before? If so, what can I do to make it mine? As well as, is this a work that will be perceived as entertaining by my audience? If not, what can I do to zest it up? Since this is your first time here, I'm going to give the general disclaimer. I know it sounds like I'm just complaining and bashing and all that nonsense, but I really want you to improve your work. You clearly have the stylistic basis covered. I just think you need to remember that when you tackle a mainstream topic, you need to make sure that you own it. That being said, I'm looking forward to your next piece, and I hope you continue. One final thing that I did like is that you gave me the time to get to know your character, and that gave meaning to the ending. All too often, writers jump in and have some tragic, life-altering shit that just happens, and I'm left asking, why should I give a damn? So, nicely done in that regard, you set it up well. And I believe that's the end. Oh, it is! So I will see you next time for the GGW Round 3 recording. Forgive my random stumbling through words that occurred throughout this, but I'm too lazy to edit. It is the 4th of July, so happy birthday, America! And get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies! Ba 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 ba.